Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Zhe Huang from Taiwan, and I'm here today for the Forstens 26 to talk about the Star Mesh, which is my side project I created. This is my presentation about the Star Mesh Go, building the build where guards mesh without any self-host infrastructures. So a quick introduction about me. I am a cloud and network social architect for 17 years old, and I have several speakers experience there. And there is another project called EZIO if you have an interest in about me. And we have the agenda: what is the Star Mesh Go and what does Star Mesh Go try to solve? And also, I will describe the STARM implementations in the different platform, for example, Linux, FreeBSD, and also the how it works with the WireGuard kernel module directly, and the plugin system, so let us without any self-hosting service. And we can minimize the binary size for the OpenWRT or embedded router, mobile router, or some things. And we will explain the next step for the STARM Mesh Go. Before we start, I will expect you already know something basic about the WireGuard and stack for firewall, different types of the NAT, CGNet, and EFI, EFM, also the basic STARM protocol, and also the UTP hole punch concept. Okay, so what is the STARM Mesh Go? This is the GitHub link. This is the WireGuard helper to help those devices are behind the firewalls or the NATs. And we want to try to make the true peer-to-peers directly without any relay server, VPN hub, or anything. And another we want to approach is we don't need any self-host needed. If we have, we're not just a VPN hub, right? So then we do this as a cross-platform and cross-architecture support in MD64, ARM64, or MIPS, or Linux, and BSD, and macOS as well. And this is inspired by very long ago the Forsten's talk, which called WireGuard Peer-to-Peer, thanks to the Forsten and thanks to him. And this is GPL V2 or latest license, and you can get the projects under the link or scan the QR codes. Okay, so what we want to try to solve. Let me explain the WireGuard Peer-to-Peer. We still need the proxy to traffic, to proxy the traffic, to do the stars separately, not accordingly. And other solutions sometimes will need still need the self-hosting service. For example, if you want to fully control your test scale, you will need to host your head scale server for the coordinator and central servers. We don't want to fork in or embed in the WireGuard Go because that will be a mess if WireGuard is updating or there is something breaking when WireGuard Go is upgrade or something. So we want to try to share the same port. When WireGuard Go listens or WireGuard kernel module listens to on it, and we can direct reuse it. Okay, so let me explain that is WireGuard peer-to-peer to approach. You can see there's a proxy there, and there will listen on the probe B and the probe C, and WireGuard will have there is its own listen interface and listen port, which is called port 8, and the proxy will need to do the STARM first and do the save the information into the information exchange center or some things, and proxy will need to config the WireGuard Go or the kernel module to connect to itself. So the proxy daemon will need to proxy the traffic and do the STARM as well, and do lots of things on there. So that means your WireGuard instance is not direct connect to your remote peers. This is a basic concept. Okay, so how do we try to solve this? We want to remove the proxy. We want to reuse the same port as the WireGuard directly listens on it. And so we can connect the WireGuard directly to the remote peer without any proxy involved. And we don't want to have the self-hosting server because if we have, for example, we have the puppy IP, and we can just easily to head on the VPN hub or turn on the head scale to do the coordinate servers, We try not to do that because maybe we don't have and we don't have need to. Okay, so so we want to use a plugin system to replace the self-hosting instance. And we don't want to fork it and embed it as WireGoggle. So we don't want to patch. So that means even WireGoggle is updated, WireGoggle kernels is updated, everything would be fine. Okay, so we start about the Stone implementation details here. So we want to reuse the WireGoggle for the Stone. So we want to ensure the public information IP and code, which is defined from the Stone, is the same as the WireGoggle does. Oh, I'm sorry. So the approach will be like this. The stub mesh goal under there is only do the stub and over through the same port as a port 8. And we will only control the WireGuard. So we will set in on the endpoint there. And we don't do any proxy traffic. So everything in the traffic will go through the WireGuard kernel directly without our involved. Okay, so how to implement less to reuse, because you cannot listen to the understand ports in the Linux by default. So we use the raw socket. So we will need to use the raw socket with the BPF to construct the UTP stone informations by myself. So I can send out to the send raw socket and get receive the raw socket from the send raw socket to get the stone respond and get all public informations, and all the things will go through the list raw socket to make sure other things, other packages will go through the WireGuard kernel directly. So we use the CPPF. And less, unlike the Linux, FreeBSD and macOS had a different approach about this, because their implementations, the raw socket cannot receive anything. So you can send something out from the raw socket, but you cannot receive anything from them. So we need to use another thing, is BPF device, to do the capture, to listen on this interface with the filter, to make sure we can grab the stun response back to with the same port, and other traffic will go through the WireGuard directly without our input. And because we need to monitor all the interface, and the FreeBSD sometimes will have the firewall and do the redirect get right with some things. So we will need to monitor all interface to make sure we will capture the correct, or make sure we can capture all the stump response to make sure we get the correct one. Okay. So how, wait, what, why it can work with the kernel module directly? Because we are doing the side custom. We didn't patch any things inside the WireGuard. We don't do that. So we can just use the rely on the OS feature to hijack the send UDP port to do the stump response as request and get a response from LAN or other place, for example, the BPF device. And we only do the control plane only. So when we get the stump or we get the information from another peers, we will only configure the WireGuard using the WireGuard control. We will not proxy any traffic on it. So that means it can, because I only use the WireGuard control, so that means if the underlay is WireGuard kernel or WireGuard go, that's all fine for me, because I just a sidecar controller to control it. Okay, so how do we do the peer info the exchange? Because the stone is a one way, I can only get the information by myself, and I need to send out to the remote site, another endpoint. So the missing part is we don't have the exchange way to do this, so why not just self-host a platform to exchange? Because we can just put it on my service at another point and grab the information from that service. So that means that you will need the public IP or any public service to host that VPN. If you have a public IP, why not just work a VPN hub or something to do the relay? It's really simple, then this way, right? So we don't have, so we need to do something without self-hosting. Okay, so let me introduce the plugin system without the self-hosting service. We try to rely on the generated backend storage, which is maybe an existing public key value service like Cloudflare DNS, TXT, or something, anything. We need a security exchange, so we will increase by the seal bus, which is reuse the WireGuard key directly. We will have the WireGuard key pairs, right? We have their key pairs, we have our PK pairs, so we can increase by those key pairs directly. We can directly connect to any key value storage can fit this model. So if that model is maybe a IPFS or something like the Cloudflare, because that will be a key and value models, and we can try to implement the plugin to fit the storage solutions here. Also, let's introduce the key about it. So if we have the local public key and we want to send to the remote public key about our information, we will have concat our keys with their keys and do the SHA-1 to make sure that no one will get our public key, because the public key here is identifies IDs, so we don't want anyone knows. So we use the hash to make sure this is unique and no one will know that, and convert into the hex stream, because not all the key value storage can put a non-printable character or some things. And about the value, we will have a JSON file, JSONs with the IPv4 entry and the IPv6 entries, which means if you retrieve your public info from the store, you will get the IPv4, and we will do the IPv6 as well to make sure we can get all of them and streamify, encrypt, and hex, and put this into the storage, and the other side can grab the information and describe it to get the remote endpoints information to connect, right? Okay, so the API will look like this. This is simple. Key is a hex string, value is a hex string, and we have the plugin that sets and set your key and value, and what we want to get from the other side, so we will have a plugin that gets and get information from the other side, right? And if you need, maybe you can reserialize the hex string to other format to fit your plugin system, because sometimes hex is not too long or you need to compress or something. So it is our APIs, and you can do it inside your plugin to do another kind of the serializing and reserializing. Okay, so this is an example for the Cloudflare DNS. Also, we reuse the DNS TXT record as the key value storage, because TXT value has the key, which is the domain name, and the value, which is the content of the TXT. We only need to make sure we have only one entry inside that with that domain, with that TXT record. So we can do this and set this